Good? Okay, we're good to go. Okay, the council meeting will resume. Order. Order, Councillor Street. Thank you. The council meeting has resumed at 7:28pm. We are over on page 122, but we're not because that has been withdrawn. There was an error in the documents that were provided with that item, so we're on page 135. Financial hardship policy with a recommendation on page 138, and I'm looking for a mover and a seconder. Councillor Street, seconded by Councillor Midgley. Councillor Street.
Thank you, Mayor. In June 2020, Council adopted a financial hardship policy and set a review date of 2022. The sole reason for the financial hardship policy at the time was the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. But one of the ancillary benefits to that policy was that it was going to provide Council with a framework for dealing with cases of financial hardship going forward. While the community is still feeling the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, it's not so much of an issue with respect to payment of rates now as it was at the time, but this financial hardship policy does set a framework for Council dealing with other areas of financial hardship going forward. Importantly, the report from staff notes that if we were ever in a situation where we needed to grant a large number of rate remissions for another major event, such as the COVID-19 pandemic, the only way for us to do that would be to fund that postponement or remission through additional borrowing. And I think it's important at this juncture to note that we didn't do that during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially not to the extent that we thought might be necessary. And we didn't have to call on assistance from other levels of government in order to meet the community in that burden either. And I think it's to Kingborough's great credit and to the great credit of the local government sector more broadly in Tasmania that is the case. As I've said previously, while the genesis of this policy was the COVID-19 pandemic, I think it's important that we retain the policy. It's a sturdy framework for dealing with discrete situations of financial hardship going forward. And so our ratepayers know where they stand if they are ever in a situation where they need to approach us for assistance. And I commend the policy as updated and the recommended motion to Council.
Thank you, Councillor Street. Are there further speakers? Councillor Midgley and then Councillor Westwood.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks, Councillor Street, for a great summary on this important policy. The application on page 142, the draft, and then, you know, we can look at it there. The question, if a landlord, will you pass the benefit of this remission on to your tenants? I guess there's just so much discretion in regards to the follow-up and accountability regarding that. Is that correct?
Mr. Jones.
When we had this last time, or through you, Mayor, I had in mind that we would actually write to the tenants and confirm that the benefit had been passed on to the tenant, and if it didn't, we could withdraw any assistance provided. So we would have a way to do it, unless you think of a better way.
Yeah. Sounds like a great way, and thank you very much for that clarification. I knew we discussed it, but I couldn't remember. Thank you.
Any further speakers? Councillor Street, don't want to sum up? Thank you. I'll put the motion then. It's as moved by Councillor Street, seconded by Councillor Midgley. The recommendation as printed on page 138. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried unanimously. We turn now to the financial report on page 148 with a recommendation on page 150. Do I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Westwood and Councillor... Oh, too many choices. Councillor Cordova. Councillor Westwood.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Council's financial report as at 30th of June 2022, so the last report for the financial year. It shows Council's underlying deficit for June is $440,000, which is $150,000 favourable variance on the original budget for 2021-22. There are a number of reasons for under and over expenditure, which are outlined in the report. I'll leave it to my colleagues to interrogate those a little more if they like, but I'm comfortable with the report as presented. I think it is a credit to council and to staff that we finished the financial year on this note. There's a lot of hard work, a lot of thoughtful planning that has been, in my 4 years on council, a considered effort has been made to get us to this position. I'm really proud of my contribution and I commend the report and ask my colleagues to approve the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Westwood. Councillor Cordova.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a good report and well summarised by the Deputy Mayor. I do have a couple of questions, but I thought I'd go through some of what I consider to be the highlights and I guess the lowlights as well. There's been a reduced volume of applications and limited subdivision activity recently, resulting in less post-approval income. So this is looking at the first dot point on page 148. Statutory fees and fines are $225,000 under budget due to revenue from planning being $290,000 under budget. So broadly, I'm just seeking some broad commentary about when we anticipate, if we do anticipate, these subdivisions and to pick up. Do we anticipate that the reduced volume of applications is an ongoing thing with which we will have to grapple? And if so, does that present any financial risks for council?
My understanding is that we believe it'll pick up again. The General Manager and I were just talking about this morning when we met with one of the State Government Ministers, but General Manager might like to provide some more detail.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Through you, Mayor. Councillor Cordova, it's a good point you raised. The development applications that we've received this year to the 30th of June are running marginally below the same period for the last few years, but we're still on target for a 600-plus end-of-year result, 600 development approval applications. And historically, the evidence shows that the second half of the the calendar year is generally when we get the bulk of the applications. So even if the current lull continues, we still anticipate we'll exceed 600 development approvals by the end of the year, and obviously, our mid-year review will give us the ability to address that if that's not the case.
Thank you very much. It's pleasing to hear that the General Manager's crystal ball indicates that things are going in the right direction. We'll see. I'm interested. I think another highlight that is worth pointing out is the rental income at the depot providing space to store Metro buses. That's a really positive thing. And so too with the community hub venue hire for the vaccination program. And the sports centre is over budget by $40,000 due to kiosk sales and building rental income. I also note that it's pleasing to see that the Tazwater dividend has been returned to us, and that's a really good positive sign as well. My next question, though, is about the waste management costs, as we've been told this in workshop as well as there's been conversation in the public council meetings about them. They've substantially increased, leading to a $250,000 negative variance. I thought it might be useful to, if we could have some broad commentary just for the public's awareness about what are the main costs increases regarding waste. Is it fuel? Is it transport? What are those increases? Will they continue or are they going to kind of plateau going forward?
Mr. Reeves, crystal ball, can that help us?
through you, Mayor. This is for the end of this financial year, so I'm not sure exactly whether that refers to the fact that always related back to the public place bins there that served as part of a report to council there, and we did talk about the tender that we actually received for that and the fact that the costs would be going up for that particular service there, so part of it's tied up with that. Going forward into the next financial year in terms of the crystal balling side of things, yes, as I've mentioned to council, there has been a substantial increase in terms of the collection costs, primarily based on the transport index, which has gone up significantly due to particularly rising fuel, but also the difficulty in getting parts and so forth. And yes, so we would expect there will be a trend of increasing costs based on this year, but bearing in mind for the budget for next year, we have tried to allow for those increased costs.
Thank you. And so my final observation through you, Mayor, is that the forecast result for 2021 of a $19,000 underlying surplus, which will be achieved if the revenue from copping is $450,000 or more, and in asking myself what are the chances of that coming to pass, at 5.2 at the bottom of page 149, it says that in 2020/2021, council recorded $490,000 in revenue from its share of the copping result, and so that indicates to me that we have a pretty good chance of achieving our targets there. To which I would say that, despite these significant headwinds, despite the uncertainty and the economic precarity that surrounds us, despite all of the hardships faced by our community, this council is still managing its finances well. Our finances are robust. We need to be careful, but of course we need to put the community at the heart of everything we do. And so when it comes to the priorities with which we spend public money with this council, I think it's very good that we're in the position that we're in, and we also need to make sure that that we're looking after the vulnerable as we move forward in these uncertain times. But I'm pleased with this result. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cordova. Any further speakers? Just before I ask Councillor Westwood if she would like to sum up, I just wanted to reiterate, yes, this is a solid position that we found ourselves in at the end of the financial year, but I do think we're now, and I think we're fortunate that we are in a solid position compared to some other councils where there have been significant rate rises that they were forced to introduce, as well as having cost-cutting measures within their own organisations. We're very fortunate that we've had a long period of time of strong financial management here at Kingborough, and so we haven't had to do anything like that. But I think it does serve as a warning to us that we have to stay on that course for a period of time and stay as much as we possibly can onto our long-term financial plan so that we don't, and I guess this is coming into an election period, something that's top of mind for all of us around this table, and that is that we can't, I'd be very disappointed, let's put it that way, I'd be very disappointed if there were people who were seeking to get elected to council who have lots of big spending initiatives, because that is not going to be serving the community responsibly at this time. We need to continue to adhere to our long-term financial plan, and I think that we have a very solid one, and we need to still exercise caution to make sure that we don't obliterate the gains that we have made over a long period of time and through some considerable hard work. So maybe that's just me being conservative, but I think it's in the interests of the community and that ethos of putting the community at the heart of what we do. So having said that, Councillor Westwood, would you like to sum up? Closed. Thank you. So I will put the motion as recommendation as printed on page 150. It was moved by Councillor Westwood, seconded by Councillor Cordova. All those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. Turning to page 208, there were no new notices of motion. Still on page 208, confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. We have confirmation of minutes, applications for leave of absence, tender assessment, Harvey Road sealing and FOGO processing services. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder. I've got a mover in Councillor Midgley, seconder in Councillor Bastone, all those in favour? Against? Motion is carried unanimously. In accordance with Kingborough Council's meetings audio recording guidelines policy, recording of the open session of the meeting will now cease. So the open session of Council adjourned at 7:43.